Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hang out with me. My pleasure. They're not 34 after. It's 23 after the hour. I'll learn how to tell time in a minute. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Janet Christie. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business. We got the newsletter. We got the blog. We got archives, articles, brain trust. Lots and lots of stuff there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Janet Christie's there. She's deposited quite a bit of very important information with us over the years, and she's here to do that again. We're talking about networking. Janet, remind us about the title of your new book and give us your website, too, please.
The book is called 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. So don't read it if you don't like to take action. And the website is the name of my company, leverageanddevelopment.com.
All right. And what are we going to find in your book that has something to do with networking?
Well, there's a whole chapter about events and networking and that kind of thing. But the three actions I think that are the most important from the book, and they're based on dealing with lots and lots of small businesses and small business centers. But the three actions that from that area that talk about networking are, one is, action number 87, so there really are 101 because we're down to 87 now. Be sure that you spend your networking time with prospects, clients, and customers, and that's what we were talking about before the break.
Right.
The next one is identify and evaluate participation in conferences and events of the professional organization of your prospects. Don't just assume because somebody says your prospects will be there that they will and that you'll have an opportunity to get in front of them. Because sometimes you may participate in something online or at an event, and you really never get in front of the people that you needed to talk to.
Right.
And the last one is, if you take the time to make the effort to go to an event, be sure you participate and don't just attend.
Because you get out of it what you put into it, don't you?
Oh, yes, very much so. So if you just attend, you know, and eat the refreshments and give out a few cards and get a few cards from other salespeople, you haven't really accomplished much.
Right.
And there are plenty of places where that's basically the setup. You know, there's the speed dating networking now, which is okay if you're sure you're talking to the people that can buy your stuff.
So you basically need to qualify networking activity kind of the way you qualify a customer is, don't you?
Absolutely the same way. And that's, you know, I put a worksheet in the book to help people walk through that because sometimes you don't know where to start. But it is just like qualifying a client. Is there really people there that would buy what you sell, the products or services? Will you get an opportunity to talk to them?
Right.
If you won't, then is there something that you can learn, like we were talking about?
But now, when we talked earlier about industry events, you're not going to find prospects there, although you might. You may find get referrals there, but you're going to mostly be – that's the industry events. I still think they're important because that's where you're going to learn about some of the best practices that are out there. Somebody who's already tried something, it didn't work, yet they can prevent you from losing money doing that, making your own mistakes, or the new things that are happening in the industry, some of the challenges, how to deal with some of the issues that you have. I mean, that, you know, you go to these networking events for different reasons, don't you?
Yes, and learning their language and what's important to them, what costs them money, what would save them time, that's equally as important as getting in front of a prospect, because then when you do get in front of somebody, they see you understand. When I was selling 911 back when I was in telecommunications, I learned to speak police and fire. You know, I learned things like fire doubles every 30 seconds, you know, and police cars don't leave the station, they roll, you know, things like that. And you don't want to be trite with it, but it is important to understand their language.
Right. Absolutely. Let me ask you, are you concerned as I am that some people are using social media, online social media, as a replacement for face-to-face?
Oh, yes, because people who maybe aren't as comfortable in approaching a prospect or in, seeking clients, they feel right. like if they're doing a lot of stuff on social media that they're accomplishing things. And there's, people buy from people. So if you're afraid right. to get in front of people and you use that, you might not really make a connection. And there's probably 100 other people doing the same thing you do on that same networking site.
Janet, in my opinion, the people who are going to be the most successful over the next 3 years, 5 years, are the ones who have found a way to have the right balance between the online community building and the face-to-face networking. What do you think?
I agree, because you've got to take it to the next step. And, of course, coming from telecommunications background, I think you can do a lot by phone. But that's still an interaction, and it's an immediate interaction.
It's a form of face-to-face. It's not
yes.
It's not literally face-to-face, but at least there's some touch there, right?
Yes, and actually, you can get inexpensive video cameras and
right.
Skype, which I have not tried, but
all
Skype
that.
Is, so you can have
hey,
it.
Janet, give us your website again, please.
It's leverageanddevelopment.com.
And your book again.
101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. And don't forget the other
Check
book, Capitalizing
out.
On Being
Check
One
it out,
and
folks. Hey, Janet, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.